I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Daniel Stauffer, and he's a field sales intern for Monsanto. And we're out here at the Michigan Ag Expo with the Green Mobile Unit for the Summer of Soy Tour. And why don't you talk a little bit about why you're out here?
I'm out here because I'm a field sales intern, and I'm covering the state of Michigan with the Michigan sales team. And one of my projects this summer is dealing with the Roundup Ready to Yield soybeans, which we are going to be unveiling this fall in the next selling season. And trying to build some awareness with farmers that are stopping by the Ag Expo. And my job throughout the summer is to visit the farms and talk to the farmers, build some awareness with them. And when they stop by here at the Ag Expo, just trying to educate them a little bit, build some excitement with this new soybean line that we're coming out with that has a higher yield. And that's the main reason we're out here.
And what are some of the key points you're trying to educate these farmers on?
Some of the key points is this soybean is going to be exactly the same. It has the same convenience, flexibility, and is very user-friendly for the farmer. It's similar to the Roundup Ready beans that they've used since 1996. And so it's been 13 years since we've had a technology increase in soybeans, and the yields have been pretty flat. And with this new soybean, we're expecting from the last four years of field trials, we've had 7 to 11% yield increase in bushels per acre. And so that's money that's going to go to the farmer. That's profit for the farmer. And so that's those are some of the key points we're really trying to get out there to them.
And what is some of the response you've been getting from the farmers?
A lot of the farmers are very excited about it. Like I said, the yields, to be honest, have been pretty flat since 96, with only a half or one bushel per acre increase every year since then. And so they're ready for a yield increase. In corn, we've done the same thing. We said we were going to increase the yield and increase profitability from the corn crop, and we say we're going to do it with the soybeans now, and we followed through with the corn, and we're expecting to follow through with the soybeans. And so they're very excited about it. A lot of them are wanting to be able to get a little bit this fall. It's a limited supply for this next growing season in 2009, and they want to make sure that they can have some on their farm to try it out.
Okay, and you mentioned you're doing some other projects as part of being the field sales intern?
Yes, they definitely keep me busy this summer up here in Michigan talking with the farmers. And some other projects that I am involved with are we have a research learning facility in Mason, Michigan, that is south of Lansing. And we have two stress mitigation tents. These are tents that are over corn and soybeans that show the drought resistance of the crops that we're growing. And so that's something up here in Michigan last summer, they had a drought for the summer. And so it's an insurance policy for the farmer, knowing that our crops, the seed that we sell, will be able to withstand a drought if that year happens to be a drought. And so that's a project trying to get farmers to go out to our research facility, see the crops, all the different hybrids and varieties that we offer in the DeKalb and Asgrow brands. Another project I'm working with is Vistiv soybeans, and that is a bean that has healthy oil. It produces a healthy oil after processing, and just seeing the farmer's response, positives and negatives from the program. They receive a 60-cent premium for every bushel that they put out there and bring to harvest. And so I'm just seeing how the program is going, what they feel about it, and seeing how it is working out with the processor as well with where they take it. Another project I'm working with is silage corn, talking to dairy farmers throughout Michigan, seeing what they look for in their silage corn to see if they want standability. Obviously, that's one thing. You want dry down, and just seeing if that's what DeKalb has to offer compared to the other competitive brands. And getting a pretty positive feedback on that DeKalb's right up there with all of our university research as well as our own research from our own company.
That's great. Maybe talk about what the mobile unit is showcasing?
Yeah, the mobile greenhouse that we have here today is a 2-ton truck that has a greenhouse on the back, and it's specifically to build awareness for the Roundup Ready to Yield soybeans that, like I said, are coming out this fall. And we have some plants in the back for farmers to see. This is one of two locations in the state of Michigan this summer that farmers will be able to see this. And so if the farmer has any questions, they can stop by and talk to some representatives to learn more about the product and see it firsthand, because farmers like to see it firsthand. They don't want to put something on their farm that they don't know what it's about. And so that's what we're here for.
Okay, great. I think that covers everything I wanted to ask you, Daniel. Anything you want to add?
That is it. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.